Life is divided into kendras.
Life is divided into kendra, no?
So the first kendra is balya.
Balya means childhood. Lagna is balya.
So the first two dashas are called balya.
B-A-L-Y-A, balya.
First two dashas. Very easy to understand. So till 24 years you have balya. Balarishta. Bala Rishta is 24 maximum.
That Bala Rishta can be, say, some say 12 years, why only Lagna? Some people say no, Lagna in second house, because the child is still small and under the protection of parents. Right?
So therefore after 24 years you are allowed to see the longevity or predict longevity. You are not allowed to talk about longevity before 24 years. Keep that in mind. Now you know why. Lagna second. Childhood is still 36 years. It is a part of growing up. Yovana, youth. Part of growing up is the youth. Can I say that vriddhi, I mean buddhi is growing. Till how many years buddhi is growing? Buddhi keeps growing. But shuddhi starts from which year? After 36. After third house. Shuddhi starts only after third house.
So then why is the first three?
First three is known. First two is balya. But then you can say that is, you are still a child. You are still learning. You are learning how to get married. You are still under the control of all the hormones and things like that till 36. After 36 only you are getting some freedom. Some major change happens to people after 36 years of age. Okay. Then from 36 you keep evolving till 72. Then from 73 you start growing like a tree till you pass. So did you understand the kendras, how they are manufacturing and how they are coming up and all that? Interesting, huh? For all human beings, this is the time. This is how we, sitting in our heart chakras, are connected with the cycle of time. This is our connection to the cycle of time.
Okay? Now what we are going to do is... Mahabharata war happened in the
around 90th year. I want you to examine the 90th year of Shri Krishna. Please examine carefully. 90. Which year is that? Where is Surya and where is the Aruna? Two things. I want Surya, Sudarshana Surya, and Aruna, the ray. The ray is called Aruna.
So 84 finished in 7th house, na? 85 will be 8,000. 86 will be 9,000. 87 will be 10,000. 88 will be 11,000. 89 will be 12,000. 90th year will be Lagna with exalted Chandra. So in the 90th year, the Blessed Lord has to manifest the complete power of His avatar. He is Chandra avatar. Everybody knows. Later, see, right now you do not know. You should ask yourself, what is the proof that he is Chandra avatar? This is Jyotish. We need proof. Pramana comes from Jyotish. So, by the time you are in PJC, to be, you will have the Pramana in your hand. That yes, he is Chandra avatar. I will prove it to you. That is why I am here, I am teaching you.
So remember, in the 90th year, he has to manifest. You will learn something called Arudha Lagna. Arudha. Okay? AL. We'll call it AL. Now write down AL in the sign Virgo. For Krishna, you write it in the sign Virgo.
Okay? And I want you to also note that Mercury and Jupiter are in war. In this horoscope, Mercury and Jupiter are in war.
What is war called in Sanskrit?
Yuddha.
Mercury plus Jupiter are in war in the sign Virgo, Kanya. In Kumari, they are in war.
So which is the place of war? The place of war is the fourth from Kumari. Please write down. Fourth from Kumari is Sagittarius. Is the 90th year over here? Where is Surya in the 90th year? Is it not over here? So can I say that from the 85th year, the Blessed Lord started preparing for war? The soul started getting ready for war.
A war in which nuclear weapons were used. Not the big nuclear kind of weapons that you have today. They had small nuclear missiles.
It was a nuclear war, by the way. Okay. He started preparing for it. So Daruda Lagna is here. This was the sun. The sun was here. And the ray of the sun was with Chandra. Avatar. He has to protect the planet. He is the avatar. He has to protect the planet from destruction. And he protected the planet. Because the nuclear weapons were so powerful that they were going to destroy the planet. He ensured that whatever happens, the planet continued.
Okay, now, what is the biggest contribution that he made at that point of time? The Bhagavad Gita.
Okay? So, can we say that Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita from the moon? The entire flow of the avatar happened through the moon in that year? Good.
Do you know when the Gita was spoken? There is a day called the Gita Jayanti, the birth of the Gita. We celebrate that every year. And it happens to be the day in which we got married. So one has run away. But we decided to get married on Gita Jayanti. It's a Dwadashi. Margashira. It happens around the Dwadashi of this. So that time, that is the day he spoke the Gita.
So you see, it's a very interesting thing to know that he actually did not fight the war. Why did he not fight the war? Because in that year, moon was in the Lagna. Moon doesn't fight wars.
The moon will not fight. So in that year, the Lord did not fight the war. He said, on principle, I will not fight this war. Because this war is destructive. Even his elder brother did not fight this war. Balram. Neither he nor his brother fought this war. Very interesting, huh? So what did we learn from here? During periods when we are influenced by the moon, we don't like to fight. We like to give up fighting. Because the moon doesn't fight. Moon wants to live in peace. We are looking for peace. Chandra is peace.
So did you understand over here? Very interesting. Now from here we go to another chart. Please draw this chart. This is the chart of Yudhishthira Pandava.
He was 2 years elder than Krishna. He was the nephew of Krishna, but he was 2 years elder than Krishna. Okay, so this is his chart. He was born in Sagittarius Lagna. Ketu is in the third house. Lagna Lord Jupiter is exalted in the eighth house with debilitated Mars. Ninth house has Rahu in Leo. 10th house has the sun in Virgo, 11th house has Mercury in Libra and the exalted Saturn which is Atma Karaka, and Venus and the moon, debilitated moon, are in the 12th house. Moon is in the nakshatra called Jyeshtha. These are all recorded in the Mahabharata. The entire horoscope is recorded, and since you can see that I have created it with the software, I actually fed in the birth date, 22nd of August -3230. At midday, at a place called Pandukeshwar, the place where they were born. The place where they were born is called Pandukeshwar, and you get the chart. Interesting, huh?
There are many principles of Jyotish that we will be discussing today.
So purposely I will be talking advanced principles with you.
I will talk advanced principles. You will understand some which you don't understand, you will write down. So the whole idea is, it will give you an urge to learn something forward. Otherwise, you have learned some foundation and I'm teaching you a dasha. And I'm showing you that look, when we apply the dasha, we have to use everything. Right now, there is nothing in this chart. But you will need to write the AL. Remember Arudha Lagna? You need to write AL over here. Now, he lived for 128 years. How long did he live? 128 years. So can you tell me which dasha he passed? That is the first thing I want to know. In Tula dasha? So 121 is Tula. 120 finishes here, 121 starts here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 128th year will be? Rishabha. Where is the lord of that sign? 12th house. Can it show the passing? Exit of the world. I just know that in the 128th year, he sort of left everything and went away. He walked to heaven. He's one of those guys who walked to heaven. And a dog also followed him. So I really don't know how. Somebody asked me, how did he die? I don't know. All I know is that he walked to heaven with a little dog. I don't know how these guys could do that. Okay? But it shows the sign was here and the thing was here. Maybe he didn't die in that year. Maybe he just went away to the Himalayas and then from there he meditated and then passed. Because before him, all his brothers, wife, everybody died before him. So maybe he died a few years later. I do not know. So I do not know his exact death. I do not know what exactly happened. From Jyotish I can't prove it. But I would like to see some events of his life. He was crowned, he was made the crown prince. Crown prince is the one who is going to be king. He was declared in his 32nd year. Could you tell me which house was that? 32nd?
Third house.
I want the ray. I want the ray of the sun, not where the sun is. One thing we can clearly see, as you all know, all of you said third house, and third house we wrote AL, right? Did we not write AL?
Yeah.
And AL has Ketu in it.
Right.
Ketu is a planet which gives elite status, like a prince. It will make you like a prince. It will make you like a very elite, very top position it will give you. So Ketu out there can give him top position. Good. The lord of that sign is exalted. Saturn. Good. The lord of that sign is Atmakaraka. So therefore you can be crowned in that year. The sun has come to third house. So it can make him king. Or promise the kingship. Promise you will be king. And who is making that promise? The lord of this sign. This is Arudha Lagna. Means your image, your status. Ketu is there. Elite. Like a crown prince. And the lord of that sign is Saturn, exalted Atmakaraka. It fits perfectly. Okay?
But it happened in Virgo.
It happened in?
Virgo.
Did it happen in Virgo? Did you calculate? Yes. 32nd year?
Yes.
The sun is here. The sun is in the 10th house. Digpala. Indra, king. So it happened correctly in this Virgo. Make a note of that.
But it is 6th from here, is it? Okay.
Doesn't matter. Okay? But immediately after he finished 36, as soon as he finished 36, problem started. See, he finished 36 and in 5 months he had to go to Vanvas, or exile. Why did he go to exile? So what? The sun shifted, right?
Yes.
Did the sun shift?
Yes.
It shifted from third house to fourth house. It shifted to Pisces. How is Jupiter placed? Jupiter is the lord of the sign. He's exalted. But he's conjoined a duplicated planet. When When an exalted planet and a debilitated planet conjoin, will they give each other's results? So that means Jupiter is giving the results of debilitated Mars. Mars is giving the results of exalted Jupiter. Am I clear? Am I being very clear?
Yes.
But Cancer does not indicate Vanvas. Cancer is the 8th house. 8th house does not show that you are going and living in a jungle. So why did he go and live in a jungle? Because of an exchange between Mars and the Moon. The Moon is in Scorpio and Mars is in Cancer. They are exchanging each other's signs. So although I am looking at this sign as Cancer, it's actually giving the results of Scorpio, and Scorpio is the 12th house, going away, exile. You saw the point out here. Okay? Can I say, that is a very important point you saw? I showed you from the Lord of the sign. The Lord of the sign may be exalted, but if it is conjoined debilitated planet, then he will get debilitated and this one will get exalted. When the exalted planet gets debilitated, it means you will have a fall. He was crown prince and suddenly he is now exiled. Fall. You saw that? Okay. Now one more very important thing. Mark the sign where the sun is placed. This is called Surya Udaya, the sunrise. The opposite sign is sunset. So therefore, whenever you come across a sunset, you know there could be danger over there. Something dark could start. Because sunset means the coming of the night, the coming of the darkness, the coming of suffering. Okay? So if the sun, the sign which is opposite the sun can have danger. Again, always look at Rahu. Always look at Rahu. Rahu will tell whether you are going to have enjoyment in this planet or you are going to have suffering in this planet. What is this? I have taught you two principles already. What is the first principle? The Lord of the sign. Second principle, because there are no planets in the sign. Are there planets? No. So the Lord of the sign we have to take. Then after that, the sun. You must look at the sun because this is Sudarshan. And the third principle which I am teaching right now is Rahu. Because sun indicates the light, Rahu indicates the control of the light. Sun, Rahu can put the light off or he can put the light on. So the simple rule over here is when Rahu is in the 6th, 8th or the 12th, he shall be your enemy. When Rahu is in the 6th, 8th, particularly 6th, 8th, forget 12th. 6th, 12th is very peculiar house. Rahu in the 6th or 8th, he will be your enemy. Rahu in Badak, have you heard of the word Badak?
Yeah.
He is your deadly enemy. Okay? So you can see that this Dasha, starting from 36 to 48, is going to be very problematic for him. Very, very problematic. And it lasted for 4 or 5 years. It started in the 37th year till the 41st year. So 37th year is in which sign? Pisces. Shall we count? 37, 38, 39, 40, 41. In 41st year it ended. Why did it end in the 41st year? Because there is a Raj Yoga in this sign, Cancer. In this sign there is a Raj Yoga. What is the Raj Yoga? The conjunction of the Lagna Lord and the Fifth Lord is called Maharaj Yoga. Okay? What's it called? Maharaj Yoga. So naturally, it has the power to destroy all the evils. Number one. Number two, later you will learn, in a very advanced class you will learn, that the 8th Lord in the 12th, and the 12th Lord in the 8th, each of these is a combination for which you will worship Krishna. What will you learn? 8th Lord in the 12th, and the 12th Lord in the 8th, whichever one, either one, can give you the worship of Krishna. So both these combinations, Mars is telling worship Krishna, Moon is telling worship Krishna. Okay, you will learn about that later. So therefore, we know that this Maharaj Yoga has a combination which is telling worship Krishna. Or in other words, this Maharaj Yoga is activated and uplifted by Krishna. So we can also see how, why did this not last for a full 12 years in Pisces? Because it lasted from Pisces till the point where the negative yoga could be broken. So signs which are having good yogas will give good results. Right. Okay. After that, when this yoga was broken, Yudhishthira lived in Hastinapur for 5 years, during which time he built a capital called Indraprastha. He started the building of Indraprastha after coming back in 41st year. Which year did he start? 41st year. So what was the planetary combination under which Delhi was built? Delhi. Delhi is Indraprastha. It was Jupiter, Mars and Cancer. With Krishna Yoga. Do you see the Krishna Yoga? So who found the place? This is the property in which the thing has to be built. Krishna found it. Because there is Krishna Yoga. So Krishna will find the property. Then the land had to be cleared. The land has to be cleared. So the job was given to Bhima. Bhima took his gada and hit it on the land and all the trees fell down. Wow, that is real efficiency, right? These days we need bulldozers and all that. He just hit it. This place was full of snakes.
Snakes.
Because that was the land of Takshakanaga.
Delhi.
What you call Delhi today, Indraprastha. The original name is Indraprastha. Delhi name is only about 400 years. It's a very new name. It was called Indraprastha from time. Last 400 years, the Muslims came, they changed the name to Delhi. Delhi ka Delhi. And then they changed it to New Delhi, because the British made a new one. Whereas the original name is Indraprastha for many years. And Takshakanaga was kept under control by Gada of Bhim. The Takshaka came to fight, then he saw Krishna and ran away. So the only power that can keep the Takshaka down is Krishna. So therefore you know that the stars under which Delhi was built was exalted Jupiter, debilitated Mars, Mars in Parivartana, Krishna Yoga. Keep that in mind. That's Delhi Yoga. Now, excellent. So how long did it take? When was it completed? In the 46th year. Can you tell me where is 46th year? This is 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, Sagittarius. Exalted Jupiter, you see that? So in Pisces, Sun and Sagittarius ray, the great Indraprastha was built. Finalized and they are built and occupied. Interesting, huh? So they were then occupied the place. Good. Anybody, any further questions? You learn some nice principles of how to study Dasha. You must bear in mind that you have to see Rahu. You cannot see any Dasha without seeing Rahu. Dashas with Rahu in the 6th or 8th house are problematic. Badak Rahu is very problematic. Now look at this. Again he was coronated. He was coronated this time as a king. Last time he was coronated as a prince in the 32nd year. This time he was coronated as a king in his 47th year. Which is the 47th year?
41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46,
47th year. Why again 47? Last time he was made crown prince, if you remember, when the reign was in here. That is that. Now it is here. Why was he coronated at this point? One very good point. The same Lord Saturn is exalted. So all the time Saturn is telling, I'm going to give you Rajyog. Don't worry. I'm going to give you the Rajyog. But you see that Saturn is with Mercury. Don't forget that. And Mercury is the Lord of Badak. He is Badakesh. His biggest obstruction is coming from his own cousins, Mercury. So in the 46th year he was coronated. 47th year, which was here. But what else? What else can tell me that he's coronated? See, coronation is a very big thing. Anybody? Lagna Lord is in the 10th house. I can say that, okay, this is the second house.
Very good.
It is in Kendra to Jupiter. It is Kendra to the Maharaj Yoga. You see that? It's Kendra to the Maharaj Yoga. The Lord of this sign is exalted. Moon and Venus are in the 11th house. That's one problem. What is the problem? Rahu in the 8th. Correct. The problem is Rahu in the 8th house. Okay? So there will be problems. It will not be accepted as final. Rahu will create problems. So he ruled Indraprastha from there. So Indraprastha was constructed, it was established, and he went on to rule. And finally he became what they call the Maharaj in the 60th, in fact 61st year. Which is the 61st year? They performed one thing in which you become Maharaj. Earlier, just because you are crowned a king doesn't mean you have become Maharaj. You are just one of the kings. There are so many kings. Okay. So he was one of the kings in the 47th year. But he became Maharaj in the 61st year. Can you tell me how? Where is the 61st year?
Taurus.
So Taurus is making him the king. Why did Taurus make him the king? Why did Aries not do it? Aries, he continued as king, but not as the big king, Maharaj.
Moon is the dispositor of Jupiter and Mars.
That is the same. The whole point is, who is making him? Krishna is making him. His whole yoga is Krishna yoga. 8th and 12th, the Krishna. So, only Krishna. So, this Venus is activating the Krishna yoga by which it is Krishna who is making him. Who is helping him to be? Number one. Number two. Don't you think I need the sun? Without the sun, how the hell will I have Rajyoga? In the 47th year, where was the sun? Over here, if you remember. The sun was here, 47. After that, the sun came here, which is 8 from himself. He cannot give him. Then the sun has to come here to again give him. When the sun will come to Taurus, it will be in trine to its natal position. That is a good position for him to give. So then he can give him, and the Lord of this sign is showing Viparita Yogas, and he rules from 60 to 76. What is the problem with this Taurus? It has two lords and both of them in the 12th house. Of loss, downfall, moon is duplicated, downfall, again downfall. And this time it was because of a game of dice. He played the dice. What are the things he lost? He lost his throne and he lost his wife. What is showing that you will lose your wife? The Lord of this sign is Shukra.
Yeah.
12th house of loss. So you will lose your wife in this year. In this period. Your wife will get very angry with you. Because you gambled her away. I mean, that's not a good thing to do, right? Okay. So can we see 77th? The game of dice was in his 77th year. Please check up the 77th year. You find the Saturn Mercury.
Yes. Saturn will be finished.
You see the Mercury problem?
Yes.
The Badak is getting activated. And from here, Rahu is in Badak. You see that? I told you, the worst years will always have Rahu in Badak. Be very careful in the years when Rahu is in Badak. Those years when Rahu is in Badak is very dangerous. And that too, which year is that? That is Mercury, which is the lord of the seventh house. For a dual sign, the seventh lord is Badak. So it has got Badak, and it is with a malefic planet. So Badak is activated. And on top of that, Rahu is in Badak. So he was called to a game of dice. He played the dice. He lost his kingdom. Why did he lose the kingdom? Because Rahu and Saturn are doing papa kartari on the sun. This is his kingdom. His kingdom is his 10th house, Indraprastha, the sun. So he lost the kingdom, he lost his wife, he lost everything, and he was in the jungle. For how long was he in the jungle? From the 77th to the 90th year. 12 long years. 12 long years, and in the 90th year he comes out. So that means that was a horrible Badak. Did you see the horrible Badak? Did you see how the sixth house of enemy got activated? As soon as he was coronated, they started plotting and they took away his Rajyoga and they took away his wife. Now what did we learn from here? If the moon does not support, you will lose your power. Sun can give you power, but the moon has to sustain the power. The coming of power is from the sun. The holding of power is from the moon. You cannot hold the power even for one day if the moon does not support you. So we saw that. We saw how it happened in the Badak year. 90th year. Now please tell me which is the 90th year. So somewhere out here, 77 he was where here, no? Gemini? Right? All that was full Badak activation, and the Lagna is in setting, but somehow in the year 84 it finished in 84. In 85 this Maharaj Yoga started. From 85 this Yoga will begin. The sun has come to Cancer. Okay, destiny is about to change. You cannot stop him all the time. So, now let's count. 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, and 90 is Lagna. The Jupiter will hit. You see the Jupiter's exaltation, the sun is here and the ray is here. Jupiter is going to hit. He is not going to take it sitting down. And that was the year the exile finished. And when the exile finished, Krishna went and told him, okay, give him back his kingdom now. The exile is finished. He said, no, he lost the kingdom in a game of dice. So the kingdom is mine. He said, fine, give him 5 villages. They are 5 brothers, give them one village. He said, no, I will not give them an inch of land also. So that's when the battle starts. And the battle was fought on the 91st year, 2 months and 9 days. So, which year was it fought? 92nd year. Can you tell me where is the 92nd year? 90th was? 91? 92 is? If Ketu is in the third house from Lagna, you will wipe out your enemies. If, remember two positions of Ketu. One is Ketu in the third house, the other is Ketu in the 10th. Ketu in the 10th is the worst. If Ketu is in the 10th house, the person should never go to war. Never. Because he will become completely headless and he will wipe out everybody. Ketu in the 10th is the worst position. Because Ananta will rise behind him. What is the meaning of Ketu in 10th? What is the power that is following this person when he is going to fight? Seshnar. The 1000-headed serpent is following him. So naturally, if he fights, everything will get destroyed. So he should not. So Ketu in the third is very good warrior. Okay? And the Lord of the Sun. Remember, it was the same combination when he was crown prince. The time for that has come to mature. And that was the year when he wiped out all his enemies. Wiped them out. How did he win? Because of his third house. Younger brothers. Younger, who is helping you to get crowned? Third house, because Arudha is where? Arudha is in third house. So your younger brothers will fight for your Arudha. He did not fight really. The real fight was done by Arjuna and Bhim. Actually Bhim, not even Arjuna. Arjuna just gets all the glory. It was Bhim. Every time Bhim had a little free space, his killing rate was about 1 lakh people per shot. Oh, Mara, 1 lakh people died. 1 lakh. Per shot. At that kind of a killing rate, nobody can survive. The population of India just fell to a minimum. The highest ever killing rate was during the Mahabharata. Arjuna, of course, given a little free space, he will kill soldiers, but he didn't like to do that. He would only try to fight with his equal. He had all those chivalry and righteousness and all that. He had no such problem. Once he lost his head, Draupadi would describe that his eyebrows will twitch. His eyebrows will twitch. When the eyebrows twitch, he will chase the enemy to hell. Even if he goes and hides in hell, he will take him out from there and kill him. Bhim was the deadly one, not Arjuna. Because you see, when you kill somebody by normal fire, by an arrow and all, it is all chivalrous, people talk. But when you kill somebody by throwing him on the ground like that, then pushing your hand inside his heart, the fellow is alive and looking, you take his heart out and show it to him. See, I told you I'll take your heart out. The fellow is looking and alive. Then you squeeze the heart and bring that blood. And what will happen to all the warriors around? They will say, my God, yeah, this is Kali herself has come. This is Kali. That is where the icon of Kali drinking blood. They say, no, Kali drinks blood. Kali doesn't drink blood. It was he who said, oh, Kali. He used to worship Kali. The only one who worshipped Kali was him. Kali Ma gave him the blessing that I will take the blood out of his alive heart. His heart has to be alive and drink it in front of his family. From that day, they all lost heart. They just, from that day, they all knew it is just a question of time. Bhim Kardiya, Kali Ma Dekho. From that day, this offering of blood and all the things started. Actually, it was not that. Kali is the sister of Krishna. Why would he offer such things? So, did you get the point out here? 92nd year? Did the works correctly show? Same place, Saturn exalted. See Kali, can you see Kali over here? Saturn exalted in Libra, can you see Kali? This brother who worshipped Kali was the one who actually gave him the victory. There was another brother with his, you know, elite, high class, good dancer. Ketu is a very good dancer. The best dancer is Ketu. Ketu shows superb dancing. Very flexible, they can bend their body anyway. It is not a very educated dancing like a Mercury. Mercury is more education, more learning, where a philosophy is being explained. Ketu kind of dancing is like the salsa dancing you have seen? That is Ketu. They can twist their body anyways and go anyway upside down, and it's very frightening, it's like a snake. I mean, this human beings cannot do such things. So that is Ketu, that's Arjun. Arjun was that. Arrows, you know? The arrows of Arjun. Any other question on this? So I thought that I will share this nice chart with you before we take another break. And then after the break we will come and talk a little more about this Dasha.